Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. We've had a lot of fun playing around with Spanish wines over the last couple of years as they've really becoming, they're emerging. And there's a grape which has been around for a while, but that's really kind of emerging to some importance now, and that's the grape called Mencia.
Yeah, and we'll pronounce it that way. It looks like Mencia, but right, it's easy to pronounce Mencia. And it's from the northwest part of Spain, and its original home, more or less, was Bierzo, a very small region, but it's planted throughout there. I tasted three of them and enjoyed them very much, and I think if you listen carefully, you're going to hear out of the same tasting notes over and over again, because it really has some characteristics to it that I think are really very nice. The first one is called Pazo de Monterrey Mencia, 2020. It's from the little tiny region of Monterrey, and to taste this wine, you might immediately think of Beaujolais.
Okay.
And I guess some added spice and a lot more tannin to this wine, but the weight of it and the informality of it really reminded me of Beaujolais. The aroma is yeasty with strawberry and spice notes. On the palate, the Mencia is light to medium-bodied with significant tannins, and it has a very bright acidity to go along with tart, juicy fruit. And the fruit itself is like red cherries with a touch of yellow plum. So tart and then, you know, a rounder flavor. There's also a nice layer of spiciness of, you know, floating over it all, and this adds dimension to it. Like Beaujolais, it's a lovely sipping wine, mm-hmm. and it's ideal for cafe or your living room. That's Pazo de Monterrey, $18 for
this. Good deal.
That's a good deal. Here's one from Ribera Sucre, and it's another tiny region up in northwestern Spain. It's called Matilda Nieves. And this is just a delightful, informal wine that, again, recalls Beaujolais. The aroma is just gorgeous. Spicy raspberry, roses, and a touch of black olive. The wine is very fruity with a good lashing of tannin and a light touch with the body. So, you know, it's not at all heavy.
Mm-hmm.
The flavor center on bright red fruit. There's sweet spices with a touch of lemon zest in the finish. I love the informality of the wine, and it's holding to type. Now, as I said, the original home was Bierzo, and here's one from Flavium Selección, and it's a Mencia from Bierzo. This is my wine of the week, Hugh. Listen to what you get for $13.
$13?
Yeah. It's a very, very dark wine with aromas of spicy raspberries, a touch of greenness to it, pleasant greeniness, and a touch of vanilla, all this on the nose. And it's very fresh and clean. This is a wine that just gives you a big mouthful of wine when you sip it. It's really wonderful. Like the others, there is good acidity and good tannins with bright fruit and a good dollop of spice. The fruit centers on dark sour cherries with a powerful hint of black pepper. So it's just a delightful wine. I don't think these are big supper wines necessarily, just, you know, maybe, you know, Wednesday night.
There you go.
Dinner. Or just enjoying them. And we're going to put all of these on the website at wypr.org. Look up Cellar Notes. Find the page for it. We have all the things that we talk about listed. Bookmark it so you can go back and see what these wines are. And once again, my wine of the week was the Flavium Selección Mencia from Bierzo. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.